algae bloom closed Lake Opad Kong to swimming for most of the summer, depriving residents of recreation and local businesses of their usual seasonal trade. The move by the Democratic-run state of New Jersey also caused some friction with the region's Republican lawmakers, most notably State Senator Joe Pannocchio of the 26th District. Pannocchio questioned if the closing was truly necessary, suggesting the State Department of Environmental Protection may have overreacted for political reasons. A cynical Pannocchio said the lake closing may have been used to drum up support for a so-called rain tax, a proposed levy on extensive water runoff. In fact, runoff into the lake from surrounding areas was partly blamed for the algae bloom. Pinocchio's suspicions grew when he said the department denied his request to review data that prompted the agency to close the lake. That was a few weeks ago. Today, the picture, if not the lake water, was considerably brighter. Senate President Stephen Sweeney journeyed up from South Jersey to join Pannocchio and Republican State Senator Steve Arojo from Sussex County for an afternoon boat ride on the lake. Sweeney seemed as excited as the proverbial kid on Christmas morning, gushing about the stunning beauty of the surroundings and describing the lake as one of the jewels of the state. This was all new for Sweeney, who was seeing the lake for the first time. He joked that he practically lives in Delaware. As the boat chugged around the state's largest lake with the three senators, local officials and a fair number of reporters on board, Sweeney agreed that Pannocchio and everybody else deserved to see why the lake was closed to swimming this year. In fact, he said he would arrange a face-to-face meeting with the department commissioner to discuss the matter. Pannocchio seemed satisfied, remarking when the party returned to shore that Sweeney was a man of his word for following through on a pledge to visit the lake. Money, of course, will be needed going forward. More than a decade ago, the state created the Lake Opad Kong Commission, an initiative spearheaded by the late Senator Anthony Arbuckle, to maintain the lake, but never funded it adequately. Sweeney said that has to change. He talked about a planned $500,000 expense to fix the boardwalk in Wildwood, adding sometimes you need to spend some money to make money. Many Morris and Sussex officials and residents say Lake Opad Kong is as important to the local economy as the shore is to southern New Jersey. Of course, some of the lake's long-term problems are not attributed alone to lack of funds. Officials say water temperature in the lake has risen about 3 degrees in the last 20 years. Climate change is hitting New Jersey harder than any other state, and the algae bloom at Lake Opad Kong is just one warning sign, Sweeney said. There are also more basic problems. All properties surrounding the lake are not hooked up to sewers, which doesn't help water quality. As Pannocchio has pointed out more than once, a state park on the Roxbury side of the lake relies on a septic system. Sweeney said the failure of the park to tie into a nearby sewer line is embarrassing. But it was Pannocchio who had the best quip of the day, saying the lake's problems must be solved with environmental science, not political science.